Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Okay, this is Stars Cast, your host every week on Monday nights from 7 to 8, and I have with me tonight Stars Maya and Stars Aeneas. I'm pronouncing that right, I think. Tonight the topic is going to be connection versus attachment, how to know the difference and why one is of the light while the other, which is the attachment, is unhealthy, and what spiritual laws will always take precedence or always hold true no matter the person or situation. So I've got a lot of callers here, my two stars, so go ahead, take it away, Stars Maya and Stars Aeneas, and I'm going to go back to the switchboard.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Maya. Hi, Stars Maya. How are you?
I'm good, Stars Aeneas. And yourself?
Great, great. Excited to be here tonight.
Yes, I am too. And I want to welcome all of our listeners. As you heard Stars Cast say, our topic tonight is connection versus attachment. And so this is Stars Maya, and tonight we have just the two of us. So if you hear a female voice, you'll know it's me, Stars Maya, and a male, and that's Stars Aeneas. So I'm going to start things out by talking about, first of all, while predominantly we're probably going to focus a little bit more on the romantic connection, it is important to keep in mind that attachment or connection, I should have said relationship, excuse me, it can encompass any type of relationship. It is predominantly where we come into a problem with attachment is usually there's some type of romantic feelings on one side or the other. And so what once perhaps started as a good connection, and what I'm going to do is define what I'm going to start out by defining what I mean when I say connection versus attachment, and then I'll turn it over to Stars Aeneas. So for me, a connection with someone is a feeling or a bond, something special, something that we don't have with every person. And usually that person then becomes some integral part of our life. We can possibly have that with a family member. But in general terms, I'm talking about friendship, meeting someone. Let's say you can go on 5 dates, blah, 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 blah. You never, don't really feel anything. And then, boom, you feel that connection, that something that drives you to want to continue to pursue that. Again, predominantly this would be something romantic, and this is, you know, very unbiased in terms of gender, so it doesn't matter if it's male to male, female to female, or male to female. And so the connection, usually an attachment for me is when that connection goes to kind of off the path and become something that is not the healthiest. And an attachment is when we become attached to that person and our focus starts to be disrupted. Our daily lives, our patterns of thinking, our coping skills, there's general chaos surrounding what once perhaps was a connection, a healthy connection, a good feeling, a feeling of wanting to know someone. And so that's how I define the two differences in how we might start, just if we're just starting out and trying to, you know, say, okay, do I have a connection with this person or has this become an attachment? Now, if someone has attached to us, that's a little bit different story. So what I'm kind of going at is when we feel that our feelings or our emotions or our connection has turned into an attachment, and how we can be aware of that and why that's not healthy, which, of course, as we go along, we'll get into more details. And that's how I define it. So attachment is when we start to be a little bit consumed. There's some obsessive thinking. There's a little bit of stalking, even if it's harmless stalking, like looking at their Facebook page, checking this, so on and so forth. So that's kind of how I define the two. And it's all energy. It's all based on emotions or imagery or what we perceive to be happening with the relationship, which I would like to get into a little bit more. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Star Zinnias and let him give us his take on this out the gate here.
Great. Attachments, it's unhealthy to become obsessive with a relationship, and I see that a lot of times. And I've talked to people that have been out of relationships for 10 years and still became consumed with the need to get to this person. It's unhealthy. It's unhealthy for us, mind, body, and spirit. We expend a lot of our energy going after these things that they're dreams. Married men, women who have been separated from their partner for years. And you know, my best advice to a lot of people is, you know, take an art class because this just isn't healthy for you. But also, people become attached to other things too. People become attached to a lot of material things. Their money, you know, money is important, but it can become obsessive. Anything that consumes our life, like you said, finding us looking on Facebook, you know, the little stalking, you know, talking to friends, finding out where he or she is. These things aren't healthy, and when we start doing this, we've got to, like, pull back the reins and say, whoa, what's going on here? I can't, you know, live my life desiring something that at this time is not mine. Stars Maya?
Yes.
Yes. You said attachments, and the other was?
Connection.
Connections, when you feel a connection with someone. I guess that's, you feel a connection with someone when you, you just feel it, right, Stars Maya? It's just a feeling you have that this is something that might go somewhere, and that connection is usually mutual. That connection is usually mutual, and as the friendship or the relationship goes on, that connection gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and then we find ourselves in healthy relationships, as opposed to the obsessive relationships of, you know, things didn't go so good, but I want him, you know, or I want her, and I'm just going to, you know, kind of like pout and stalk and do what I have to do to try to get this person back. And we all know where that can lead. That can lead to nothing but trouble. But yeah, you know, that's a beautiful thing, that connection you get with somebody, man. I'll tell you, I've had a couple of them in my life where I really connected with my partner. And it was a beautiful feeling. When we parted ways due to job placement or what have you, that connection still remained. It still remained. And that's when you know you truly had something. And, you know, if you're able to go on and, you know, partner with this person for life, that's also a beautiful thing. Stars Maya, that's about what I got on that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take it. I agree with you, yes, and I think for most of us, if we are adults or even younger members, even teenagers, find a connection. And I would agree, too, that a connection is a very special bond, and connections can be, you know, that's why, although I do feel that we're talking more about the romantic partnership area, we can relate this. This goes to universal law as well, but we can also have friendship. For those that have experienced, you know, you meet someone and you have a connection and it's a friendship, a great friendship. You have a lot in common. You have fun together. But then if you've ever been where you start to overstep your boundaries, I have come across many times in this work where what started as, like what you said, Stars and ES, a beautiful thing. It was a great connection, and it was mutual, and we'll focus on the romantic, or ideally that's where the two people wanted this to head, was to a romantic, possibly a life partner situation, or at least a long-term relationship. And it started healthy as a healthy connection, but those unhealthy patterns of attachment started to rear their head, and very often, let's use a female, for example, because we know that most of our clients are females. Not all of them are, but most of them are. So we have a female that, you know, the relationship started. Let's use a male for an example as the partner, and the connection was mutual, and things were going well at a good pace. A couple things to recognize for our listeners. A connection is a soft, it's an easy, it's an ability to go with the flow. It is not a roller coaster. So when the female client starts to become where her life is no longer her life, but she is living vicariously through this person, and then she's breaking one of the most important universal laws, which is the relationship must always come before either of the people, and it must define itself by the actions of those people. So let's say we have a female that, again, we have the scenario where the connection's been good, and then all of a sudden we get we both have been there where we get a call, he's not calling, you know, I called him 10 times and he didn't answer. Okay, let's stop right there. That right there is an indication of attachment. When we are unhealthy, we become attached to someone because we feel, usually it's fear-based or fear-driven, that we are not able to sustain ourselves emotionally without that person, and we begin to start piling up our ability to be happy and to be fulfilled and to be whole on that person and their mood and their day and their communication that they give to us. When that happens, that other person, let's say they're healthy and they're still in the connection state, they're feeling at that point very uncomfortable. So calling them another 10 times will not resolve the issue. What you need to do is recognize that your patterns are starting to become unhealthy and you're starting to attach to that person. Or as you said, it's possible, you know, when we attach ourselves to money and we make money the throne of our kingdom, we are not going to be happy because we have, you know, we've done things wrong. We need money to survive. So that's one thing that I do deal with a lot. And at that point, you need to stop and ask yourself, you know, what is actually being accomplished and how is this person receiving? Because generally when there's an attachment involved, you're going to have the opposite of what the goal. The goal was to unite, to become closer, to grow more together. And instead, generally the person on the other end who is getting this energy of attachment is going to start distancing themselves and backing away. So leaving 10 messages and saying they didn't respond, you know, that's definitely not what you want to do. You know, today is a modern world, and I don't think that the old school rules apply where, you know, this one can't call that one or that one has to call that one first. But be respectful and then, you know, consider this, if it is romantic, consider it in a friendship way or a family way. If your mom called you 10 times in 3 hours, you know, you probably would say, Mom, what are you doing? You know, I'll call you back.
Yes.
So those are some things. So over to you, Starzinius, what you think about this when you deal with clients. I'm sure that you have clients that you pick up right away that they have an unhealthy attachment.
Yes, I do. And as someone who's educated in psychology, obsessions are terrible, and when I speak to these clients, you know, they say, well, you know, I've been texting him, and I've been calling him, or I've been texting her, and I've been calling her. I want to say to them, what tarot reading do you need? You know? And so I help guide them to a place they should be. And I advise them, you know, as I said, take an art class. Center your energy somewhere else. Perhaps this is a temporary breakup. Perhaps this is a temporary situation. Lay back on it. Longing makes the heart grow fonder. Sometimes when I do read the cards, I do see the person reappearing in their life. But generally, more often than not, I see that that client should go in another direction. And when I read the cards and I see that other direction, that's where I come in and guide them and say, listen, you've got to stop this. You're going nowhere with this. This is stressing you out. It's eating you up. So let's move on. Instead of asking where Tony is tonight or what Tony thinks of me, ask me, what's my next step in this relationship? This relationship's over. What's my next step here? Where do I go from here? And then I can open up and I can offer that client some advice. But always my first thing is to tell them, lay back on this. Lay back on this. And more often than not, that's exactly what the cards tell me. Many times I get that old Four of Swords, you know. And I've had clients that have come back and said to me, wow, all right, you know, I listened to you. I did what you said. You know, you told me to follow this path. And you know what? I'm okay today. I found a new man or a new woman. I know it's hard. I know it's hard when you come in and you ask questions about relationships. But my biggest thing is just don't let this eat you up, because this is going to cause you stress. This is going to cause you stress. And usually the clients come out all right with this. A lot of times they just need some affirmation that they're doing the right thing by going in another direction. So people are actually, you know, very attached to people, and they're afraid to step out on their own, and that's dangerous also.
Right.
What do you think,
Maya? I agree, Starzinius, that's absolutely right. When we start to see that attachment, and I agree, I would guide my clients the same way. I have a background in psychology as well, so I can see the psychological, you know. But, you know, from a spiritual perspective, you know, if we are not centered and balanced and grounded well within ourselves and healthy, then we're more inclined to become attached to someone. And so it becomes then not just a problem within the confines of that relationship or that relationship which we are hoping for or pursuing, but it also shows that there's something within our core being that needs to be shifted or adjusted. So empowerment is a good thing, like you suggested, art classes, redirecting our attention and our focus. Again, if we go back to universal law and we look at the definition of love, which love can be, friends can have love for each other, and obviously romantic, you know, our romance partners, again, regardless of gender, they, you know, that connection, when it's love and it's a good, healthy connection and it's following universal law, first of all, there's no rush. Second of all, there is no panic because they went 2 hours or they didn't answer your text. And the more that you find yourself grasping and becoming chaotic over every movement that this person is making, or, you know, the clients that want to come, which I feel is not healthy, and I won't contribute to dependency on guidance of any type, who come every day and say, what is he thinking, what is he feeling? I mean, that right there is obsessive. Anytime we're dealing with obsessive behavior, whether, you know, it's washing our hands, which, I mean, that is a true disease, so I'm not at all making light or trying to insult anyone, because there are some obsessive compulsive diseases out there. But in terms of a relationship, whenever your thoughts are consuming you about that other person's every motive, thought, action, and you're taking action on that, There are times when we can't help what we think, but we certainly have control over our actions. So absolutely, Stars and Yes, I would guide my clients the same. The first thing I tell them is stop and let go, center yourself, and find out what is going on. And, of course, that's what I'm there for, is to assist that person in finding out what is actually the missing piece inside of me that is causing me to react. Because I like to relate things to dogs, because I do raise and show dogs. And if you've ever been around a dog that, you know, when you first walk in, you're like, oh, that dog's so cute, and it comes up to you and it wants to be petted, and at first you're like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, what a cute dog, I really like that. But then an hour later, when the dog won't leave you alone, you're like, okay, enough with the dog.
Right.
Time for the, you know, the dog is, you know, becoming a pest. It's invading. It's invasive. It's disrupting your space. That is exactly so. For those of you that are finding yourselves, you know, moving towards an attachment, or worse yet, if you've already attached with someone and hopefully you can recognize some of this and you can salvage, because I have seen, and I'm sure you have too, as you were speaking, Sardinius, I have seen relationships that have been salvaged and have moved on to a very healthy place when those attachment, you know, that feeling and that place that we go to when we attach, when that is nipped and that is stopped and we go back to our core, I have seen relationships salvaged and turn out to be lifetime relationships that worked out in harmony and balance. So,
I agree with you. There's Maya.
So it's kind of like the dog that is cute, that you pet, that visits with you, and, you know, if you call it to you, it'll come over and visit, but it's not disrupting your space, and it's not being a pest. And especially, I would like to say, too, you know, although I don't, when I'm dealing in a spiritual manner, I'm not looking at, you know, any specific gender to gender. I'm open to all forms of love and sharing love. But we do have to recognize, which I wanted to ask you about, and maybe you have some questions for me. But when we are dealing with a male to female, for example, relationship, as a male, Stars and Yes, when let's say that you have encountered a female and you feel a connection, and, you know, originally the feelings, like you said, you've experienced those, it was good. Now, how does it make you feel, especially early on in the relationship, if you start feeling that attachment and that, you know, that stalking type of feeling where instead of you making that call, let's say you saw each other Saturday night and now it's Sunday evening and all of a sudden, you know, that person, it, from a male's perspective, what are your feelings and what do you begin to think when you start to feel that pressure?
When I start to feel the pressure of an attachment to someone, or when I feel the pressure coming on me?
When you feel the pressure of someone that's beginning to attach, from the male perspective.
It pushes men away.
Okay.
It pushes men away. Women, and fortunately, I have, you know, I can see that side in women, and I relate to it. But women, most men don't, and we know that. Situations like this push men away, and it pushes them further away, and then it pushes them into relationships where perhaps they're having different partners, sex partners. And, you know, perhaps a friend of yours, who knows? We see a lot of young girls in the rooms, you know, and the high school boyfriend. And I see a lot of attachment coming from that population, the young population. A lot of times attachments are unhealthy because they become dependency. And, you know, when you start becoming dependent on someone, you lose your own identity, you lose your spiritual identity. and your life revolves around this person, and you stop growing. You stop growing. But when I am dealing with an attachment, and I haven't in a while, got a couple years on me. They don't chase me around like they used to, Maya. it pushes men away. It pushes men away to have an obsessive girlfriend. And, I mean, we've all seen several movies on this topic, you know. Men handle things differently. The majority of my customers are women. Probably one out of nine is a gentleman coming in and asking. And most of the time, their questions are not about love, Maya. They are about their jobs, income security. Sometimes they come in and they've left their wife or their girlfriend, and they want to know about them. And, you know, men also can develop attachments. But, again, a lot of that comes from, insecurity in yourself. And, you know, I tell my folks, how can we move along and make this healthy? What's our next step if this relationship is salvageable? What's our next step to, perhaps bring this person back if there's any chance of doing that? And we look at those, and we also, and most importantly, and I can't stress this enough when I'm dealing with my clients, let's talk about you. Let's talk about you. Let's not talk about Joe. Let's not talk about Ed. Let's not talk about Bernie. Let's talk about you. Where are you today? How do you feel about yourself? What do you expect from this relationship? And what can we do? I mean, where do you go from here? Like I say, I joke around. I say, take an art class. But honestly, not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Go meet some new people. But many kind of times the cards tell me that, the relationship is over. No one really wants to hear that. But it happens. And time to move on. Don't be so attached. You know, stand on your own 2 feet. Don't wait. You know, it's funny because I also tell my people that, don't push so hard because, love comes knocking at your door when you least expect it. And those develop the soul relationship with someone else. What do we call it, Stars Maya?
Well, I call the potential is a soulmate, and then the goal is that the soulmate can become the life partner.
Correct. Very good.
Is that what you
yes.
mean?
Yes, yes. And they say that, you were talking about friends earlier. They say you only have three true friends in your life. And I guess we probably might have only two people in our life that we really feel an attachment to. And, my grandmother married 60-something years to the same man. Beautiful relationship they had. Soulmates. I guess my best advice is don't stress it. It comes when it comes. Love comes knocking at the door. He or she will appear. But the more you push and the more you stress about it, you lessen your chances.
Right, right. And the first thing that you said was, I think, a key factor, and I think for everyone listening tonight, I hope they took that from the male perspective, because the first thing that you said when I asked you is how you felt, and it immediately you basically said, when you feel that attachment, when you feel that desperation, hi, it's me. I had a great time last night. How about you? I mean, I'm not making a joke of it, but I am trying to get the point across. As Stars and Eos gave us the male point of view, that does not endear us as females to the male species. It does the opposite. It makes them want to run. And if we look at what Stars and Eos just shared with us, he shared some very important points that I think are well worth noting and asking yourself, currently, is this how I'm behaving? And also on the other side, he talked about a good connection. Love in its truest and purest form, romantic love, when you do meet that soulmate, which can happen, like he said, at any time. We never know when we least expect it. That is a gentle, soft, easy, natural flow. There is no pushing. That's usually when we lose our clients because I'm half joking, but I'm actually serious, because there's no need for reassurances and what about this and what about that. Now, they may come to us for other matters, but their needs are being met, and also what you said, too, was important. There definitely is something fierce, something going on, and, yes, it's a good thing to say, let's talk about you, what's going on with you. And I feel like it's important, too, to recognize, although, you know, last week we discussed that we all have male and female within us. That's how we were made, so that we can identify on different levels. However, if you look at our history as humans, you know, we are defined by that male or female. There are just traits that are ingrained in our DNA that follow us. And the male is always going to want to be the one to pursue. You know, that doesn't mean that you can never call. Like, if you're a female, you can never call or text. I'm not suggesting that. But if you're continually taking the initiative, or you're just bombarding that person, or, you know, that desperate energy, you know, or constantly trying to find out, you know, the person says, well, you know, I have a function that I have to attend this weekend, and, you know, you're texting them, are you having fun? Did you have a good time? You know, did you meet anyone? I mean, that right there, that signifies attachment. A connection, there's an inherent trust. Would you agree with that, Starzinius, that when we have a true soul connection with someone, there's an inherent trust level there that we don't need to be so nosy?
I agree 100%, Stars Maya. And I've had relationships where I had total trust in my partner. My partner traveled a lot in the Air Force, and had the opportunity to meet many people, but I had a connection. I had a connection, and I knew it wasn't going to happen. Let's repeat that. It's worth repeating that men do have it. You said it. You hit the nail on the head when you said men want to be the pursuers, but also, yes, men do want to be the pursuers, but that's the role we have. That's the role we're assigned. It's the role that's in our DNA. That's the role society has given us to be pursued. And when men feel that they've got something clawed into them, that they're dragging something around, it becomes uncomfortable for them, and that's what makes them want to run. You know, it scares the heck out of men.
Right.
It really
does. And go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it does. It scares us. It scares us. To go from a one night date to all of a sudden, you know, I want to be in a relationship with this person, and not really knowing them, you might be attracted to their looks. How about our clients, Stars Maya, that come in with horrible relationships and still want these guys back? And we tell them, this just isn't healthy, you know? This isn't healthy for you. You're not growing. He's becoming angrier and angrier because he feels that you're a pest. I hate to stereotype that, because, you know, it's the other way around, too. And I've seen that also. Men become attached to women. And a lot of times the woman, do you agree men sometimes desire, instead of a partner and a lover, they desire a mother, and they become attached, and perhaps women desire well, the father image. And that's an attachment for them. I kind of, that goes into, you know, a little bit of psychology there. But
Right.
You know, where am I going with
No, I do get what you're saying. Spiritually, yes. And that kind of defines attachment, is that there is a need. So if we look at it that way, there's some intrinsic need that we are trying to replicate or fill that was not completed during our growth period, or it could be something left over from a past life. It could be a karmic lesson. But you're on the right track. I do understand what you're saying, and I do agree that females seem to have this inherent desire to fix something, and I believe that stems from, sometimes it can stem from an actual healthy need to nurture, which they weren't able to, perhaps they couldn't have children, their children might be grown, they didn't have as many children as they desired, or life just didn't throw them that. It also, sometimes what we lacked as we were growing up, we seek to replace by doing so ourselves. So, you know, what you said makes sense. And then with the males, yes, I agree. I don't think that's quite as common in males seeking a mother. I feel that males tend more when they become dysfunctional in attachment. I feel like it's a little bit more out of desperation, and I think that comes from a little bit different. So I don't think they're seeking a mother figure as much as the female is seeking to be the mother, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. It makes sense. But, you know, you noticed with a lot of our folks we talk to and we chat with, men have a tendency to make a big break when they get when they feel that attachment. I mean, they'll cut their number off. They won't answer their phone. You know, I was going to say pager. How old am I? They won't answer their phone. you know, men make a clean cut when they feel that way.
They do.
It's painful for these ladies.
It is, but they're not understanding is, you know, a question I'll get is, you know, I've been calling him for 3 weeks. Why won't he answer and tell me what's going on?
Yeah.
Honey, he's telling you. And, you know, women are very quick to get upset and begin to be very critical of the male, but males just aren't really good at explaining. They're not going to sit down and say, look, darling, you hounded me to death. That doesn't work for me. Males, you know, they need to either fix it or forget it.
Yeah, but not, you know, not all males. A lot of males, you know, no, I've noticed these days when some women, I've met some couples that the male is very unusual. I mean, he is, you can tell they're soulmates, right? You know, you can tell. You look at him and the way he treats her and, you just can tell this couple, and you can see the vibrations and their auras when they're together, that they just are the couple. I was dealing with a couple last weekend, came over, and they were just truly in love with each other. It was a beautiful thing to see. It was like, wow, you really got it. You know,
right.
You've made that connection with that person. Go for it. And then, of course, I've seen the other side, too, where it was like he was critical of her, she's critical of him. And next thing you know, he's cut his phone off and jumped and bounced out of town. You know, it's just, I think we got to be on the lookout for when a relationship becomes unhealthy or when a relationship, we know in our heart when we can pursue a relationship and establish that connection we need with someone. We truly know that stuff. We know. Sometimes the person that we desire isn't the one we should be with, and the one we should be with is right around the corner. And if you're not looking for him and you're chasing around after this guy or that girl, you miss it. You miss it. You got to open your heart to love. You've got to feel the vibrations of another person. You can tell after the first date. if this is a connection or not. And if you just don't feel it, you know, lay back and see what happens. Maybe that connection will develop.
Right, right. So the moral is, you know, don't push it. And stop if you're involved in a relationship and ask yourself. And there are males that, you know, their way of dealing with things is coming on too strong. It's the second date and they're already planning a trip to the Bermudas over the summer and, you know, let's meet mom on Sunday and have pot roast.
We do it too.
Go ahead.
I said we do it too.
Right, right. Now, we don't see it as often because males just aren't as, you know, open to talk about things. Like we said, there are differences, and I love it when we come across either males or females that have opened both sides. You know, we talked about that last week, and that makes for such a more balanced person. But it's like Starzania said, it is very obvious, and most of us know deep down. And I think all of us have been in, or most of us at any rate, those of us that are over 21 and have had some life experiences, we've all been involved in some type of an attachment with someone, whether it's been a friend. You know, we've either been the attacher or the attachee. So we all recognize that. So the key here is what we're asking you to do is to review your relationships or how you go about these and try to really take a look and see if you are, you know, is this an attachment or is this a connection? Is this making me feel better about myself or am I worrying at work every second? Am I checking Facebook page? Am I looking at my phone? I mean, I love that movie. I think it's hilarious. He's just not that into you, but it's actually got some pretty hard, cold truths there. And the same with men. You know, what I get from the ladies is they say, you know, I went out with him twice, and these are ladies that are. I don't want to say they're desperate for love, but they're very ready. They've had some rough knocks, and they deserve love, and they deserve to be loved. And you know, here they finally have someone pursuing them, and they're saying to me, now, why am I feeling creeped out? Well, because that's creepy. I mean, a second date, we don't talk about what we're going to do next summer and we're going to go skiing next winter. I mean, that's pushing it from the male perspective. I'm sure you can appreciate, Starzania, if you were in that dating scenario, don't you agree that a second date, that's way too soon to be pushing all that information at someone?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, in relationships, Bermuda, moms, all this stuff. That's, you know, heavy-duty stuff right there. Let's ease our way into that.
Exactly.
But, you know, I want to say a relationship should feed our soul every moment. When we think of that person that we're fond of or that we love, that should feed our heart. It shouldn't feed our heart with jealousy. Should feed our heart with joy and just love to think about that person. And, you know, when is this person, you know, if you're married or living with someone, when's this person, oh, I just love when this person comes home. What do I love about this person? You know, but, and I think, well, I guess I want to say, relationships should feed our soul.
It should be. And it should be, like you said, it should be not pressured. And if we're feeling a lot of pressure inside and we're spending too much time worrying about what that other person is doing, thinking, and feeling, we need to do a self-check. And instead of asking again or someone else, another expert, another psychic, another reader, another card reader, astrologer, whatever, what they're thinking and feeling, ask yourself, what am I thinking and feeling and why am I in this? With that, let's just check in with StarsCast and see where we're at with calls. Miss StarsCast.
Oh, we've got lots of calls. But I've been listening to the two of you and enjoying it. And, you know, it's nice to have a man on the show when you're talking about relationships because he had me chuckling. He said, you got to ease into the relationship. I like that. Oftentimes, though, you know, women, you know, they just fall head over heels and they can't let go. And And you're supposed to be a little alluring. You've got to make yourself mysterious and not, you know, show the whole package at one time. That's how I feel,
that's
you
right.
know. Yeah, you know, because I think you really do push people away like that. But, yes, let's get on to our first call. We've got people been waiting and waiting. You guys are in demand, and I do want to say something about the chat room. We've got a lot of people over there. We have Stars Priestess Candy. We have Stars Judy Noah. Stars Reigns Loving Insight. It's just wonderful. We have some of the regulars, you know, the Lachey, she's there, and it's really nice to see everybody, so I want to welcome everybody there. Okay, I'm going to get the first caller, and Maya, you're up first, and it's going to be with Francis. Hi, Francis.
Hi, Maya.
You're live on the air with Stars. Maya, go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, Maya. I'm putting a property up for sale just by the end of the week, and I want to know if you see it closing by the end of March for close to the asking price.
Okay, is this a short sale?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, so this is not, there isn't any type of modification on this sale. This is just a straight sale?
Right.
Okay, and it's your own property? Because I keep picking up there's something else going on.
No, I don't live in the property. I have another property. I don't know if that's what you're picking up.
Okay,
I'm in
a heart
mode.
That might be. Okay, that might be. I just didn't feel like your home, something felt like it was a little bit different. Okay, so you want to know if this is going to sell for the selling price by March.
Mm-hmm. Close, actually close, not just sell, but close.
Close. I feel like you're going to do good on this property, but I don't think it's going to go quite that quick. I hope that it does for you. I hope that it does work that quick, but I'm not being shown a real positive on a close in March asking price. So what my guides are saying is price-wise you're okay as long as you have a little bit of time. I think it might be, you know, maybe the end of March into April. I don't think it's going to be a lingering issue where you're going to wait 6 months, but I don't know if everything is going to fall into place exactly as you had planned. I think it may be just a little bit longer, or there may be some negotiating. You know, you'll have to decide what's going to work for you, where you can, you know, where your wiggle room is, whether it's time or money.
Hmm.
So I hope that helps, Francis, and I do really definitely hope that it does work for you in that time frame. Hey, anything is possible.
Right.
So I wish you the best, and I thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Francis. And, you know, you can always go to the site, starspsychics.com, S-T-R-Z, like in zebra, and get your 5 free minutes. I don't know how much longer I'm going to keep that special up. We've got our audio that's going to be launching. They're working on the recording end right now, and just kind of have to see what happens. But take advantage of it. It is 5 free minutes for you, and you can choose one of the readers that are on tonight or any one of the readers on my site. And do go there, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Stars and ES, I have Patricia on the air for you.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. You're live on the air with Stars and ES. Go ahead and ask your one question.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello. Thank you so much for this call. So interesting your topic tonight, because I have a question. It's not on attachment. I'm not that type of person. But I'm wondering if the universe is working with me to have a communication with an individual. I go walking quite a bit, and I've crossed paths with a male, and I'm just curious because he seems to show up just about everywhere I go. And after the first few times, I didn't question it, but now I'm starting to, especially today because it was in a whole different work-related area that is far from the other area where I originally met this individual. We've never really talked, but for some reason I just feel like there's a communication that needs to happen, and I don't know if this is the way the universe is communicating with me, or what do you pick up on it?
Now, looking at the cards, I see a message here. I have the Knight of Cups, and the Knight of Cups is a bearer of messages about romance and love. What I see here is that seeds have been laid, and now you've told me that she showed up a couple of times. He just kind of appears. I have the Seven of Pentacles here, the Seven of Coins, which says that I've planted the seed. Now I have to watch him grow. And these, and what I get out of this is a successful relationship. Keep on doing what you're doing. Enjoy the time. Flirt a little. Perhaps it's the time to move on and actually speak to this man. But yes, I see romance coming into your life, Patricia.
Oh, wonderful. And it's so interesting how you were talking today, because I'm not even looking for it. I mean, I'm just doing my walks as normal, and it just appeared out of nowhere. And so I was curious, because when these people cross your paths, I mean, I'm the type of person that I want to know who they are.
Well, yeah. When I began the reading, I immediately pulled the two cards. I pulled him and I pulled you. And right now, when I pulled you, as I said, with the Seven of Coins, this is a card that represents I've planted my seeds. Now I have to watch them grow. And I believe that you will be successful if this is the relationship that you wish to pursue.
Okay.
Easy does it. You know, the card's funny because it has a picture of a man just kind of leaning on his rake with his coins growing out of a bush. Which on top of the Knight of Cups, sure, I mean, it's the perfect combination.
Wow. Interesting. Well, I'm glad I called. Yeah, because it was a total surprise today.
Join us in chat at Stars Psychic, with Stars with a Z. And it was lovely talking to you, Patricia.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
I appreciate your reading. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, Patricia. Go over and get your 5 free minutes now. Don't forget, and you can get an in-depth reading. We have great prices. The most you're going to pay is $1.50 a minute for a 30-minute reading, and you can continue on. And good luck with this man. This sounds like it's interesting.
Thank you. That's a great prize. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Oh, okay, let's see who we got here next. Looks like we've got Sue. So, Stars Maya, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hi, Sue. You're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Yes, thank you. It was funny that you were talking about all that. I was listening, and the person I just saw last night said, I pushed him away. What do you see with all that? And he never wants to see me again.
Sue, well, good for you, because you recognize what happened. And that I'm so glad. So thank you for honoring us by listening and for appreciating what we had to share. And, yeah, you did. You didn't. There's a lot of emotion. Now, I will tell you this, Sue. The connection is still there. And from what I'm getting with my guides, you need to just let things go for a while. But I actually feel like this person, once everything, the dust is kind of settled, I'm laughing because you're a character, Sue. And you didn't let it go out quietly. Correct?
No, I kind of did. Yeah, I did.
Well, maybe you did. Okay, maybe you did. Maybe you didn't do anything. You didn't, you know, throw clothes on the lawn or anything like that.
Oh, not at all. Not even raise my voice. No.
No. But I mean, there was a lot. There was a lot of emotions there. But I actually feel like you are going to hear from this person again, because there really was. This is a case. Okay, this is a classic example. There was a really good connection at one point, and there was some external things, too, that I think
you know, kind of took this train off track, and you recognized perhaps some things that maybe you would do differently. But, you know, I keep getting the same message, and my guides keep telling me that there's going to be a second shot here, and that when that occurs, of course, it's always your free will choice whether or not you are going to be open to that. From what I'm being shown, I think that you will be, and this person will be the one to initiate, and it will be a lot smoother, a lot healthier, and the timing will be much better. So everything happens for a reason, but I actually see you, and not very far off. I'm thinking like a couple of months, give or take. For, you know, I you know, timing can be hard. It maybe won't even be that long, but I'm seeing you really happy, very relaxed, very open, and everything of the past just seems to have been washed away, and the future looks really bright. So I really think that...
Really? Because, yeah, I mean, I'm even going to try to go on dates with other people with no expectations.
And you should. You should.
And because the person says he never wants to see me, and that's it.
Right. And that's the way that person feels at that moment. But there is a connection there. And that connection has not been severed, is what my guides are telling me. So absolutely, Sue, I never encourage anyone to sit around and wait. Live your life. The more that you live your life, the more positive energy you attract to you and you send out. And even if someone new comes along, that's the great thing about free will is we have choices. We don't ever just have one person. It's never the person that brings happiness, it's the relationship. So who's to say that you won't meet someone before that opportunity? Although, you know, I am shown that you are probably going to be on a second path with this person, but it's going to be a much higher, much, much higher quality. It's just going to be a lot, it's going to be a lot different. And I see you as being very happy. Again, keywords here are relaxed, happy, no stress, no anxiety, and just keep living your life in the now. Accept what this person has said and live it as it is. And, you know, if contact comes, then it's your choice to go from there. And I really wish you the best, too. I think you have a lot of good things coming up in this year, and this is going to be a really happy year for you. So I'm glad to give you that. And as we've said, you know, please visit us at Star Psychics, and that stars with a C. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Don't forget, go get your 5 free minutes. And thank you again for following so much.
Isn't it funny how we say things out of anger that we don't mean, and the person comes back and the whole situation has changed either for them or us?
Yes, yes. And, you know, you don't always see that, but I did get that with Sue. I do think there's going to be a second coming.
Okay, Stars Aeneas, I've got Mary on the line here for you. Let's get a hold of her.
Hi, Mary.
Hi there.
Hi.
Go ahead, Mary, ask a question. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is, I'm trying to sell my home as well as the earlier caller, and I'm seem to be in a very stuck pattern right now. My finances have gotten really bad this month, and I had to turn to a family member who was not too pleasant about it, and I'm quite upset because I'm used to handling on my own, and I'm wondering if you see this going forward pretty soon for me and I'll be able to get my financial situation back under control.
Okay. Let's look at that, Mary. I'm sorry that you've been going through this. I truly am. You don't deserve it, that's for sure. You want to sell this home? Is this what you're telling me?
Yes.
Or you want to know if your finances will be straightened out?
Well, it's a combination of the
Nation
home.
Of hope.
That's taking most of my finances away, and so it's leaving other areas very empty, and I'm on my own, so it's a very critical time for me, how things are going to go, so that I will be able to make a profit myself.
Well, the cards are telling me that someone's holding on very tightly. this person that interfered, is he, he's interfering financially?
No, no. I guess you didn't understand. I was just saying that I had to turn to a family member for a small amount because I am in a critical situation this month, and it was not too well received. I was upset about that. And I'm a better giver than I am a taker. So if things don't change pretty soon, it's, you know, I'm worried that I won't have the home to sell and I won't be able to hang on much longer if things don't, you know, if I don't move it soon.
Well, I see here that you have the Wheel of Fortune comes up, and I see that this is going to move forward, but it's pretty much in your hands now, Mary, with the decisions you make. Be very careful of the decisions you make. Think them out very carefully. I also see here that you have to not let others influence you and give you advice that probably what you think is best is the route you should follow. As for losing the home, I'm not seeing that right now. I'm seeing that eventually the situation is going to end, probably within the next 9 months. But it should come out to your satisfaction, but it's all about the decisions you're going to make in the present.
Well, I have to sell. That is the one decision I've made, and it is on the market. So
okay.
I can't hold on really much longer. I can't hold on 9 months. That's the problem.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just wondering if it's going to sell within the next couple of months, perhaps, so that I can move forward and get a better situation.
Perhaps there might be other options you can explore. I see some of that.
I have looked into many options already that are not working.
Okay. All
like
right.
A resort. Yeah.
Well, I guess to sum it up right now, it's really up to you to decide what needs to be done with the home. Think very carefully because that wheel can turn both ways, Mary.
What do you mean? You mean go against me or?
The wheel turns both ways. The Wheel of Fortune turns both ways. It either turns in a way of success, depending on the decisions we make, or it turns the other way into the not-so-good areas. So it appears you'll be all right, but it's all about the decisions you make now.
When you say all right, is that indicating I will sell my home because I've already made the decision?
It says you'll be all right. It says that, you know, this is the decision you've made. Let's hope it's the right one. And kind of lay back now and see what happens. Don't stress so much about this.
I wouldn't if I had the money to you know, hold me over. I don't have any excess. I have to sell.
I know. It's happening all over, but you're going to be okay.
Well, I haven't been too well this month. It hasn't been going well. That's why I turned to a family member, and that's not a good option because that didn't go over well, and I don't want to go in that direction.
Yeah. We come across so many bad things in our lives, but you know, remember, there's polarity. Something bad comes our way. We always have to remember something good's going to come out of it. Something good will happen. I'm very sorry that you know you're in this situation, but the best advice I can give you is just make good decisions right now. It's crucial.
Okay,
so thank
well,
you for calling, Mary.
Thank you anyway. Okay, bye bye.
Okay, let's go on to our next one here. I've got Jackie waiting patiently, I bet, for Stars Maya. Okay, Jackie, go ahead. You have Stars Maya on the air. You can ask your one question.
Okay, thank you so much. Hi, Stars Maya.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. My question is regarding the longevity of the relationship that I'm in right now. What do you see about that?
Okay, Jackie, what
you know, here again, we have a lot of free will choices. You've heard us talk about that tonight. What I get is there's a good connection, and there's a potential there for this to be a lasting relationship, so the longevity's there. And, of course, we do have to be really brief because we have a lot of callers, so be sure you can always visit us to go in-depth with this. But what my guides are showing me is that you need to be very aware of everything that's transpiring as this relationship moves forward, because I am being shown that with this other person, there are a few issues. I feel like you're semi-aware of them, and as the relationship progresses, you are going to become more aware of them. You need to be true to yourself, and you need to make sure that if you're going to make a commitment with this, that you accept what you have and not accept it with, okay, well, I'm going to take it now, but I'm going to change it later, because that's not going to work. If you go in with that attitude or you go in with that ideology, you're going to end up in a mess. So what my guides are advising is that, does this have potential to be a lasting relationship? Yes, it does. Bottom line, are you going to need to reevaluate your kind of your little list of what you're going to be able to accept and live with? Yes. In order to make this a harmonious, lasting relationship, you're going to need to be very self-aware, and you're going to need to either say, make a free will choice at some point by saying, these are things I'm not willing to compromise and live with, because the relationship, not the person, is what brings the happiness or the dysfunction. Or you're going to have to eyes wide open and say, I'm aware that this and this and this is going on, but everything else outweighs it, and I'm going to accept. So the key is acceptance and self-awareness, walking into this relationship. And if you can manage and juggle those, keep your balance, then you have a really good shot at making this work, Jackie. And I do wish you all the very best. God bless you,
thank you.
Thank you for your call this evening.
You bet. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm trying to, there we go. Okay. All right, our next caller, I was trying to put the other person on hold here. The next caller is Yvette. So let's connect Yvette with you and Stars Aeneas. Are you there?
Yes,
hi, Yvette.
I am.
Go ahead and ask Stars Aeneas your one question.
Hi, I was really finding your guys' topic really interesting, and it's actually my question falls into it because my situation is very similar to the kind of trying to figure out if it's an attachment or a connection with the relationship that I've been in.
The relationship you've been in?
Mm-hmm.
Are you currently in this relationship?
Yes and no. It's our business is tied together. We're business partners, and we've been romantically linked on and off for like 9 years.
You know what they say about that, right? Business partners. Yeah, you know what we all say about that. You're asking basically, is this a healthy relationship?
Right.
Okay. Very good. Where are you calling from tonight?
Phoenix. Mm-hmm.
Calling from New York, Snowland of the World. This relationship evolves a lot around money. I don't know if
yep.
it's the business aspect of the relationship or what it is, but a lot of it is money, involved in money. And a lot of it is involved in new thinking. And what I'm seeing here is that it's time to examine this relationship and perhaps take it into another direction. Do you feel me there? You know, you're missing a lot of good aspects of this relationship. You have the four cups here. You both are kind of like lacking. You're not seeing yourselves, your true selves. You're not seeing each other's true selves. And, it's a healthy relationship. I think it's a little stagnant right now.
Yes.
yes. I think there's a lot of memories of the past here. I think this relationship is dwelling on old memories instead of bringing about new ones, and loosen up a little bit.
Okay.
I hope that helped you.
It kind of did. It kind of just pretty much confirmed what I've already been thinking and hearing myself. So that works.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. You know, it's healthy. Examine it and take it somewhere. Take it to the next level.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Be sure to go get your 5 free minutes, and then you can see how you resonate with the readers in the chat. We're going to have our audio. We'd love to have you there.
Thanks, Super Jinx.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Okay, let's see who I've got now. I think it's Kima, or it might be Kima. I don't have to ask her. Hold on, let me find out.
Hello?
Hi there. This is Stars Cast. You pronounce your name Kima or Kima?
Kima.
Kima. Okay, Kima, you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Okay, well, I was going to ask something else, but since you guys was on the topic of attachments, I just got over a really nasty attachment. Do you think that I have learned my lesson, or do you think I've kind of learned my lesson from this?
I think you got a good start, and I think that it was divine intervention that got you listening to this show tonight, because there were some really strong messages, and I'm glad that you got to be a part of it. What I'm showing is that you are what I would consider at risk for repeating this behavior, and I know that you don't want that because it's not going to bring you happiness, and you deserve to be happy. So my guides are telling me that this year is going to be a good year, that you, if you can just work a little bit on yourself and take some time, you know, dating and friendships, that's all good. But try to get the idea of a life partner, a soulmate. Try to get that out of your head. Stay away from your past, because I keep getting pulled. Like, you have a tendency to return, to go to your past when you feel empty. And you need to learn to solo a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do that. I do that. And I think I do a good job at doing it, but sometimes it does kind of pull me something. Whatever it is pulls me back, and I'll be like, But this time it's like, no, I don't even care. I'm going forward.
There you go. And that is the best attitude that you can have, because when you put that out there, then you attract to you only what you deserve and need, and what is going to work and help you reach your potential. So the other thing my guides say is be more aware in the very beginning stages. You know, we had a caller earlier, and I touched on that, and unfortunately we have a lot of calls, so of course we've got to keep these short, but you are doing a good job. For the most part, yes, you've learned the lesson, but, you know, in order to continue, just like all of us, I'm not singling you out. We all have the same issues. You have to remind yourself. So there's going to be another relationship, aside from any dating or little mini romances. Something towards summer is going to pop up for you that's going to be, I'm shown, it's going to be very significant. Put a self-check on, because you do get weak at times when you see that, when you feel that connection, that little something kicks in there, and maybe, you know, remember the little dog story I said, and, you know, be the dog that everybody wants to try to get to come to it, instead of the one that everybody's like, okay, enough. Not that I see you that way, Kima, because I really don't, but just, you know.
No, I don't, but the pull be there, though, and I'd be like, see, it ain't going that way. I don't care. So I'd be trying to, you know, I guess. Mind over matter, I guess, like, you know.
It is, because you want it. Yeah, and you're the kind, when you've invested a certain amount, then you kind of get gridlocked within yourself, because it's like, okay, I don't want to trash this. And that's just being human. So you're actually doing a good job. This is a really great year for a lot of people. You're another one that I really feel you're going to be successful this year in relationships. And you've learned your lesson. You just need to remind yourself when you're in the relationship, because it's easier for you when you're solo, and you do need that time. You need more interactions without making it be, you know, make it or break it. They either have to be somebody you're going to spend your life with, or they're nothing. You need to be able to say, hey, I can have dinner with this guy a few days a week, this girl. I can have lunch, but I don't have to go, doesn't have to be, oh, no, ain't going to happen. I'm not going to marry this one, so what's the point? There's a really good point. You learn about yourself through other people. So I really wish you the best, Kima, and we'd love for you to visit us with Star Psychics, and you have a great evening. God bless you.
Okay, you do the same. God bless you.
Thank you, honey. Thanks for calling so much.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we've got one more here. We've got Chanel, Star Zanias. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Chanel. Hi. You're live on the air with Star Zanias. Go ahead and ask your one question.
Yes, I was seeing a neurologist for my pain and therapy, and they sent some letters to my house for me to comply with the contract, and I didn't get the letter, so they discharged me, but I had to prove that I changed my address, and that's why I didn't get the letters to comply with the contract. So I was just wondering if you saw me, accepting or recertifying me, because I had to write a letter explaining my address and my number changed.
Okay. So this is a benefit you're receiving, correct? This is a benefit you're receiving, and they're saying they didn't get the information to recertify you?
No, I was seeing a neurologist, pain management, neurologist for therapy and pain management. And they called me in, your analysis, but I didn't get the paperwork in the mail because my address had changed. So they decided to discharge me, but then I had to write the doctor a letter and explain to him my address and number had changed. That's why I didn't get the letter. So I'm just kind of wondering if I'm going to have to find another doctor or if he's going to recertify me and see me again.
Okay. Well, you have the justice card here, and the justice card means that it rights a wrong. The justice card means a wrong is righted. Go ahead and file the letters. This unfortunate occurrence is going to pass, and you'll come out all right.
Okay, yes, I filed the letter already. It's like literally sitting on his desk, but he's a busy guy, so he hasn't looked at it.
He'll get to it.
Okay.
But, whatever has gone wrong will be righted.
Okay.
Will be made right.
I just didn't want to be done wrong. I have to find another doctor and change my insurance and all of that.
Like I said, whatever is wrong now, the situation of being discharged from your doctor will be righted, will be made right.
Okay.
You're going to be all right. Come out all right. Eventually, it'll come out all right. You'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be very happy with the outcome.
Okay.
I hope that helped.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Chanel, for coming. Don't forget, go to starswithazpsychics.com and get your 5 free minutes while it's still there. Have a great evening, dear.
Thank you, too.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up now. Thank you, my two stars, and my stars that are in my room right now are still there. It's stars Psychic Priestess Candy and stars Rain's Loving Insight. Both are usually in the chat room, and the others have already left. So thank you guys so much. I love the topic. I think it could probably go on and on with it, I'm sure. Sometimes I think it's really hard to let go. It depends upon if your heart's involved. But nonetheless, you guys were terrific, and we will see you both next week, right?
You just let me know.
I will. Okay, I love you guys, and thank you again for doing such an awesome job, and we had a lot of callers tonight. This was totally great.
Well, thank you, Natalie.
Okay.
Thank you,
all right, see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.